Do your parents expect anything of you? Would you say they do? Like if you went home and said, Ma, do you expect something of me? Parents would probably say, yeah. What about your teachers? Do you think your teachers expect stuff from you? Do you expect things from yourself? Like, do you go home and say, I'm going to do that. I'm going to really try that. I'm going to try hard to do that. Today's gospel and our first reading are about the difference between expectations and faith. We live in a broken world, and I've said that a lot of times, and one of the proofs of it is expectations. In the first reading, we hear King David, who does something which we think is fairly simple. He says, I just want to know how many people we have in our kingdom. But that's not really what David wanted. David wanted to know, how many soldiers do we have in our kingdom? Because he wanted to know that if he's going to fight somebody, he wants to know if he's going to have more soldiers than the other person has. And David knew all what happened before him. He knew all the time, since the very time that Moses gave the promised land to them, that he said, God said, trust in me. And there's many stories of battles where the people trusted in God and they only fought with a few people and they won because God said, today you will win. But David didn't trust God. And he said, oh, I don't know. I'm going to like take a bet on this. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to see how many soldiers I have. And then when David found that out, he thought, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And so God kind of punished him. And it's kind of a bad story, but God gave him three choices. He said, you could have famine for 3 years. Famine is where you don't get enough food to eat. That's a long time. So I don't think David would want that one. But then God gave him a second one. He said, I'll have your enemies pursue you for 3 months. And David thought, I don't want to do that one either. I don't want to run away for 3 months. But the third one was, you'll have a pestilence, something bad will happen, but only be 3 days. So David thought, oh, it's just 3 days. What could happen in 3 days? So instead of choosing one where he would take the punishment, instead of choosing one where he said, oh, you know, I made the mistake, I'll take it. I'll have somebody chase me for 3 months. And not put his faith in God, he says, oh, I'll take the 3 days. So what happens in those 3 days? 70,000 people got killed. You read it, right? You know it. And so all these soldiers that he was counting on are gone. God was teaching David a lesson that he didn't trust in him. And Jesus kind of has the same lesson in a little different way. And we hear it at the end. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. We don't live in a world of faith. We live in a world of expectations. That's why it's broken. If we lived in a world of faith, you'd come to school and your teachers would just give you stuff. You'd do it. You'd do your homework. They wouldn't have to ask you. You would be just doing all your work. You'd be saying, you know, I really want to study. I really want to do this. And you'd do it all. If we had a world of faith, you'd go home. You'd clean your room. You'd help your mom and dad with the dishes. Because that's what we do. Instead of people asking, did you clean your room? Well, no, Ma. And what happens with our expectations when we don't meet them? We lie. Did you clean your room? Yep. So what happens in our broken world when we live in a world of expectations, it's all broken and we have to lie and sin and do all kinds of stuff because we don't have faith. Love doesn't work with expectations. When you love somebody, you don't expect stuff from them. You just love them. God is love. And so God doesn't work with expectations. God doesn't expect a thing from you. God just loves you. He loves you for who you are. He loves you for who he made you. And when you don't live up to what he does, he doesn't say, I really expected that person to be better. He doesn't. He just invites you back. Come on back. Do it again. Try again. The big problem with living in a world of expectations is that we have a fear of failure. And the biggest fear of failure is the things that we expect of ourselves. I always say that you end up exactly how you expect yourself to. That means that if you fall and you keep trying, you're going to end up better. If you fall and you run away, you're going to end up running away your whole life. With expectations comes that fear of failure that makes us not even want to try stuff because we're going to be embarrassed, or we're not going to be able to get it, or we're going to get it wrong, and then we're going to feel bad, or we can't be as strong as that person or as fast as that person. So our expectations give us that fear of failure. You can't fail with God. You can't fail with God. God doesn't ever say, that person failed. He doesn't. That's not how love works. So Jesus said, I can't believe their lack of faith. Because what happened was Jesus was talking and doing all these wonderful things, and they said, we know this guy. He shouldn't be able to do any of that stuff. So they didn't believe him. But that's not what God does to us. He doesn't look at you and say, look at that person. Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it. He doesn't do that. And so Jesus said, God can offer us as much love and can show us as much mercy as he can, but we need to accept that. We need to believe that God loves us. And when we do, we believe in ourselves. And when you believe in yourself, you become the person that God wants you to be. So think a little bit in the next couple of days about how we live in a world where we're doing stuff where everybody expects stuff from us. And it's really difficult. It's hard to live in a world where you say, okay, what do you expect of me? I expect this, 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 and this. That's not how God works. You don't come to church and say, okay, God, I did 50% of what you wanted. That's not how he works. He takes everything you do, and he takes everything that you are and says, thank you. Come on, I'll give you some more. It's hard for us because we don't have relationships like that. But think about how different our world would be if nobody had to expect anything from anybody. Everybody just did what they were supposed to do. You'd be all happier. Everybody would be happier. And we'd live in the kingdom of God from what we do. So just remember, you can't fail with God. So don't ever be afraid to face him, talk to him, and say, I love you, and believe in him for what he does.